Welcome to Thought for February the 21st. Our readings are Exodus 33 and 34, Psalm 90 and 91, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And our thought is, I could not address you as spiritual people. Our five chapters today were all intensely thought-provoking. First, the utter remarkable and challenging relationship of Moses and the people through Moses with the Lord, or with Yahweh, who had developed them from Egypt. Second, the Psalms of Moses, 90 and 91, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom, 90 verse 12. Then note the opening words of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We are surely going to need this spirit this year, and whatever more years still remain, until God acts to punish the world for its godlessness and our Lord Jesus Christ returns. In Paul's heart-searching first letter to the Corinthians, we read Paul's distress at their minimal progress towards real spirituality, so parallel to Moses' experience with God's nation in the wilderness. In chapter 2, we read, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are a folly to him, and he, or she, is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 14. And then chapter 3 starts, but I, brothers and sisters, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. He deplores their lack of unity, their failure to see the need to team together under the guiding hand of Christ as he was doing. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he nor who plants, nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Verses 6 and 7. He goes on to state, for we are God's fellow workers. Visualize that. As such, we learn together to build God's spiritual house, which is only seen by the eyes of those who have spiritual vision. God laid the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 11. Let each one take care how he or she builds upon it. Verse 10. Whether it be gold, silver, hay, or straw. Then the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Verse 13. What does verse 15 mean? If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he or she will be saved, but only as through fire. What is our work? It is the same as Paul at Corinth, to witness, to bring people to Christ, beginning with any children God has blessed with us. The signs in 2021 are ominous. Time as we know it may be very short. Let us become genuine spiritual people, more zealous to build, for surely God's building is nearly completed. Thank you for joining us once more for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.